upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose MasterForce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from MasterForce today. Check out all our MasterForce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Welcome to the Kosafa Show with Mark Gleason and Nick Say.
Welcome to our latest episode of the Kosafa Show, where we look ahead to the CAF Women's Champions League Kosafa qualifiers that start in Durban on Wednesday.
We will hear from three coaches as they prepare their teams for the tournament in the hope of booking the single place available to Southern Africa at the Continental Finals in the Ivory Coast this November.
We start with the former Malawi international James Sangala, who's now coach of Mtopwa Super Queens. They'll debut in Durban, although the coastal city is a familiar home for the former defender.
So, coach, if we just do start off, if you could just tell us a little bit about the team, perhaps how it was formed and your involvement and whatnot, just to give our listeners a broader view of the side.
Well, the team was formed a long time ago, around 2003, here, and they have been participating in the local league here in Malawi at different levels. It's a football club which has other age categories and also other genders, like the men's team. So we have the ages categories, you know, like under 14, under 16, under 20, and then the senior team. Even the ladies also has got the under 16, under 20, and as well as the senior team. So we've been participating in the local competitions from way back up until now, when, you know, it has been the first time for the senior women's team to win the national championships. Of course, our under 20 also won the national championships in the year 2017. And this is just a repeat of that feat at senior level, because some of the players that won the championship then have also done it at senior level now. So briefly, I can say that is the background of the team. And to add to that, also, like my involvement, you asked me about my involvement. I've been involved with the team from 2016, when the director of the team hired me, you know, on a part-time basis to be coaching the team. So I've been with the team from 2016. Of course, in the year 2020, I asked the director that I should switch to the men's team. So he allowed me to switch to the men's team. And then I've been within the club's setup. And now we continue with the journey with the women's team.
And if you could just take us through this past season and how you qualify, how you won the championship and how you've now qualified for the regional Champions League qualifiers.
Well, you know, the championship here in Malawi is like this. We usually start from the regions because we do not have the national league. And we have regional leagues. So we have three regions. So what happened is that we play in our region, the league, the regional league. After we won our regional league, we qualified for the national championship. And then there we played with the other teams from the other two regions. So that's when we managed to reach the final of the championship, the national championship, and then eventually won it. And that's where we are now. The director, sort of challenging, abroad now, since we have conquered the national league, and then he thought it wise to go on and on and on, and then compete at the zonal level.
Yeah. And if we just talk a little bit about your team, you mentioned there that you've had some players who've come up from the under-20s. Is it quite a young squad? Have you got a lot of experience? What is the mix?
I can say that we have a good balance. We have some experienced players who have been there from way back, from 2012, 2013, and then we have another crop of players that I talked about five of them, who came from the structures of the team. Under 20, we won the championships, the national championships for the under 20s, and then in 2017. So we have about five players who are coming from that background. And then we have another crop that is just coming in, 15-year-olds, 16-year-olds in the team. So I can say generally we have a very good balance in the team. I think our average age should be around 21 or 20 when we look at the whole picture of our players' ages.
And do you have players who've represented Malawi in any of the CASAFA tournaments at either senior or junior national team level?
Yes, we have a number of them. I think there must be two or three who have been there. Four or five who have been there. And there are others also who just represented, in last year's under-17 Region 5 games, which was also organized by COSAFA right here in Malawi. So we have about three or four who were part of that squad that represented Malawi at the under-17. So, yeah, we have some players who have got this international experience.
And do you think coming into this competition as the only team who hasn't participated before, does it give you a little bit of an advantage in terms of being an unknown quantity for the other sides?
Obviously, it gives us an advantage because I can say on two aspects. The first aspect is that people do not have any idea of what we have, what we can do. So it's an advantage on its own to us, as well as the underdog tag that we are carrying. I think that one also is an advantage to us because people are not focused on us. So we just say, well, these are unknowns from Malawi. So, yeah, it's an advantage to us. And also from our side, we are going there with this underdog tag, whereby we just want to see and then have an experience. There are well-established teams there, like Sundowns, Green Buffaloes and the other teams. So, yeah, just going there with that tag alone is a big advantage to us. That means it takes at least some pressure off us.
And obviously, Coach, you've had a chance to digest the draw. You're in a group with the defending champions, Green Buffaloes, Double Action Ladies from Botswana and Lesotho Defence Force. Just your reaction to that?
Well, it's an interesting group. I mean, to have the defending champions in the group, it adds another dimension, to the group. So it's really interesting. And then you have the two teams who were there, in the last championships. I think, it gave us a little bit of a challenge, to see how we can go about it. Of course, we tried to get some few games about for the teams, how they play, and to analyze one or two things, what they can do. We have respect for all the three teams that are in our group, But I should stress that we don't fear anything. We have respect for them, but we don't fear them.
And coach, your ambition going into the tournament, obviously, as we said, it's your first time. Is the dream to lift the trophy, or is this another step for you forward and you hope to come back with more experience in other years?
Well, as I said, that we are carrying the underdog tag. Our purpose is to go there and compete. That's one of the things that I can say, to compete. And then we will see what goes on there. I cannot say that we have to give ourselves pressure to say we are going for it, to win for it. No, we'll start competing for the honor, I think, from next year and the other years. But since this one is just our first time to be participating in this tournament, I think we'll go there, give it our best to see how far we can go, you know, and then everything after that will be a bonus for us.
Yeah. And just a little bit about you, coach, and your background. You mentioned there that you'd had a spell with the men's team, but tell the listeners a little bit about you.
Well, I'm a former player. I played for the Malawi national team for, I think, about 10 years. I have 70 caps on my belt. And then I played my football in Malawi. I also played in South Africa for Benoni Premier United and Tanda Royal Zulu. I also played in Angola for Primeiro de Agosto. And then I played also for Benfica de Luanda. And then I retired in 2015 from active football playing as a playing staff. And then my journey as a coach, I've been a Topa coach all through. Since I started getting my badges, I've been at Topa. Of course, I qualified as a coach from 2013 when I was still playing. And then I did my CAFC coaching license in 2016. And then last year, that's when I qualified as a CAF B coach. So I have a CAF B coaching license, which I'm looking forward also to upgrade if opportunities arise.
So this is a little bit like coming home for you, going to Durban, in a way, I suppose. You're looking forward to the tournament?
Yes.
Being back in South Africa?
Yes, Durban is my home, because when I was playing for Tanda Royal Zulu, you know, Durban was our home. I used to stay around, you know, in the Morningside village. So when I'm always in Durban, I feel like I'm at home.
We now get the thoughts of Green Buffaloes coach Carol Kanyemba, who returns this year with the defending champions from Zambia in the hope of winning back-to-back trophies. Coach, well, thank you very much. You obviously returning to the tournament this year as...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Defending champions, how have your preparations gone so far?
So far, so good. We're preparing well. Knowing that being defending champions is not easy. Every team wants to beat the defending champions. So we know it's not going to be an easy tournament for us. But we've tried our best to put everything in place.
And are you coming with a similar squad to last year, or have there been many changes within your team?
We are coming with a similar squad with last year, with very minimal changes.
And have you been able to integrate any of your national team players into the squad, or are they going to be arriving?
They arrived a week ago, so they've been part of training for the past week plus. So they've been coordinating with the others very well.
And how much experience did the championship and winning the championship give you last year? Because obviously you then went on to compete at the continental finals in Morocco.
The championship in Morocco was a really good exposure for us and the girls, because comparing our regional tournament and that which we found there, we saw a huge difference in the level of football, understanding and everything. And the girls were able to attest to say that as much as we won the championship back home, it wasn't as a walk in the path in the park when we went to the COSAFA at the CAF tournament. So it was a good exposure and we really learned a lot. Coming up to the coaches, we really know what to cycle players and what to work on from that. And we hope the players will be also able to translate everything.
You know, obviously Zambian women's football has certainly progressed superbly in the last few years. If you think even back to the Olympics, and the tournament and qualifying for that, and then the World Cup, of course. How do you see it on the ground in Zambia? Are there more girls who want to play football, you know, from a club perspective? Are you seeing more interest?
Yes, the interest has greatly improved. Looking at how many girls are playing football, and also the development in the game itself has really motivated a lot of girls to go and play football, and also the parents to these girls. We had a norm that girls are not supposed to go and play, but looking at the way the girls have been performing, both at national level, local tournaments, international tournaments, parents are now becoming interested, and they're really encouraging even their girl children to go out and be part of the teams that play football. They even come to watch games and they're really in support. So the numbers have increased in the girls participating in this game because of the great development and increase in participation and also sponsorship of these great tournaments.
And in terms of the domestic competition, the women's league in Zambia, are you seeing growth in that and is it improving?
It's improving, though a bit slow. Most of the teams that are doing well are individual teams, but we want the corporate world to come in and help, because most of the teams are self-sponsored and we don't have really that kind of support that can really motivate people to go on. But it's just the love for the game that has really been there that's moving this game. So we really hope that sponsorship and great motivation can come through Africa. We can be a force to reckon with if everyone came on board to help develop this game, both financially and materially.
And then if we just get back to Durban, I mean, quite obviously your ambition is to defend your title that you won last year. Do you see that as a realistic possibility?
Definitely. Whenever you're going to battle, you don't see yourself as being a loser. We're going into this battle with the zeal and the morale that we have to go and defend, and also proceed to go to the CAF competition so that whatever we learned and saw from that end, we can try to go and correct it. So the only way for us to get through to CAF is by defending this CAF that we have, which everyone else is looking up to. It will not be an easy game, but we'll do our best to try and defend it.
And just finally, Coach, obviously this is the third year of the COSAFA Women's Champions League. Do you think it's added something to the football calendar? Has it given your players the motivation to want to better themselves?
Too much. It's a very good initiative because it's a very good platform because it gives to a large number of players to be seen at an international platform, not just being attached to the national team, because it's not every player that can play for the national team. But the coming in of the Champions League has given a platform to a lot of players. I can attest to one of our local players that was scouted from the Champions League, the COSAFA level. She had been left out of the national team for a while, but when when she joined Buffalo, she had a platform to go and play at the regional tournament, and likely enough, she went to participate at the CAF Champions League. And then it didn't take long. She was scouted. She's now playing professional. So she wasn't called for the national team, and she wouldn't have been seen. But because of the Champions League, the regional competition, she had the platform. Now she can. She's out there and developing her talent. So I really appreciate and commend this initiative, because it will give a lot of players a platform to showcase their talent at international level. And going forward, if we can just increase the base of the number of teams participating at the regional level, so that even in Southern region, we can have great representation going forward, both at national team level and also at club level. If we can have at least the teams that reach the finals, maybe from each country, they are represented by two clubs, or the defending champions, where the team comes from, there are two clubs that come. It will increase the competition and our participation, and also development in the game. Thereby, even when we go to compete at the CAF level, we always have an upper hand because of the number of games that you play, which gives you the zeal, the morale, the exposure. You learn football by playing it. So the more you play, the more confident you become, even to face greater challenges.
Young Buffaloes from Eswatini had a difficult debut in the tournament last year, but are back and better equipped to deal with the challenge, according to their coach, Fisiwe Hlope.
So if I can just start with you, your preparations coming into the event, how are things shaping up for you?
Our preparation are going well. So far, so good. The players are showing good commitment. Everyone is geared up and ready for the tournament.
And you obviously were here last year. What are your expectations this time?
Last year, we didn't play. Actually, I won't say we didn't play well. Last year, we didn't play well. Get out from the group stages. So this time around, as we have last year, we didn't even score a single goal. Throughout, we've been working on that, how to score. Probably, I think this time around, we want to go to the knockout stage.
And is it much of the same squad that you brought last year, or have you made a lot of changes?
About 95% same squad. Just some few changes, because we were having some two foreigners last year, where this time around they have gone. Then we have added, if not mistaken, about three players.
And having looked at your group and your group opponents, do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, it's a tough group, but we'll work hard to go to the knockout stage.
Coming into the tournament last year, I know you'd had a very dominant domestic season. I think you won all of your games without conceding a goal. How has this past year gone for you, these past 12 months?
This year, we won all the games like last year, but this year we only conceded 2 goals.
Yeah, is that also 22 games and just 2 goals conceded?
Yes.
And what is it do you think that you need or where your team needs to improve on the pitch this year to, as you say, make those knockout stages?
We need to improve on our finishing. Once in the final third, let us make the use of the chances we got, then probably we'll get to the knockout stage.
And generally, women's football in Eswatini, are you quite happy with where it is? Do you see progress, not just your club, but at all of the teams in the local league?
Yeah, there's a lot of progress, more especially because now we are having the under 15, the school kids. So it will help us a lot to improve. Even the teams, they are having those junior squads. So it will help the standard to improve. Unlike last time, we were just having just the senior players. We find that someone is starting, it's over 18 or 20 years, she's starting to play football. So you see how difficult. But now that you are having the under 15, so she will grow up even go far.
And do you see excitement amongst young girls to play the game in Eswatini? Is that growing as well, a real passion for the sport?
Yes, a lot of them in the schools. The girls are excited. Some's their first time to wear soccer boots. They're very excited.
And if you just look at women's football generally, across the continent, does it make you proud now that we have a Women's Champions League? And of course, you know, we sent four teams over to the World Cup. Do you see growth in Africa as well?
Yeah, there is growth. And I'm very excited because if you have seen that today, this crossover World Cup, having four teams there, and I'm so proud that those girls, even though that they go to the World Cup, they do us proud, although they didn't win the tournament. But I'm proud of them because they show what Africans can do. It's not an easy way to go. We have to fight.
And just lastly for me, having this CASAFA Women's Champions League qualifiers in the region, a first club competition for CASAFA, do you think this is something that can really improve the standard of women's football right across the region?
Yeah, they can improve because everybody now, if we're playing as in our countries, everybody will want to fight and be a champion, which means they will be a competition in that way. So everyone wants to go to play in the Champions League, then go far up until the African Champions League.
That's it for another episode of the CASAFA Show. We'll be back in a fortnight's time.
Don't forget, you can listen to more of our podcasts on our YouTube channel, Spotify, and iTunes. And you can also get the latest news via our website at www.casafa.com and on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.